forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mainly clear skies this afternoon with highs around 85. Winds out of the southeast, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Tonight, lows around 59. Tomorrow, high of 85. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 75.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, with the fall also means resuming of student loans across the nation after the COVID-19 pandemic, with many students across the state of Kansas saying they're having to adjust much of their budget in order to compensate for the upcoming student loan payments.
I definitely have to, like, cut down, like, on my budget, like, what I spend. I have to, like, you know, we have to buy in bulk. I have to, sometimes I have to pick up more extra shifts at work.
That audio from KWCH News is many financial advisors at universities across the state of Kansas say that there are programs out there to help. And if you're not able to make payments, if you're still in school, there is a grace period to get back on track.
Where people can kind of get their budgets kind of back somewhat to a balanced rate again to factor these loans in.
10% of your discretionary income would be your payment. What your income is, the difference between that and what 150% of poverty level would be.
The interest on federal student loans resumed again as of September 1st. Mid-America Network News.
Buckle up, good buddy. It's time for the All-Star Monster Truck Show at the Kansas State Fair. The Mid-American Network is proud to bring you the most jacked up, fired up monster trucks in the nation. Buckle up, grab your seat, and feel the power of the Monster Truck Show at the Kansas State Fair, Sunday, September 17th, 4 p.m. at the Grandstand. Grab your friends and head to Hutchinson for the All-Star Monster Truck Show at this year's Kansas State Fair, Sunday, September 17th, 4 p.m. at the Grandstand. Be there.
Get ready for spring mowing with an instant $500 rebate on Spartan's most popular zero-turn mowers at Countryside Motors in Wellington. Over 100 Spartan mowers in stock and ready for you immediately with many unique features to make mowing your lawn faster, easier, and more comfortable. 0% financing available with approved credit. See the full line of Spartan mowers at Countryside right away to take advantage of the $500 springtime instant rebate. Online at Countryside Motors or on the ground at Countryside Motors in Wellington. Countryside Motors, we have what moves you.
The investigations are still ongoing regarding the serial killer Dennis Rader and some of the new potential victims, as the daughter of Rader, Carrie Rawson, has been sharing more than 200 different photos of sketches that the killer made that could be clues to potential victims.
There's 200 of these drawings. We're trying to sort out, are these actual crime scenes? Are they actual missing victims? And there are at least 9 cases that have been reopened across 3 states. We're looking at several more. I'm not at liberty to discuss complete numbers right now. I don't think anybody has a concept, really, of full numbers.
That audio from Cake News, as Rawson has been sitting down with CNN earlier this week to discuss many of the cases and the drawings. Well, right now, the most 2 prominent cases that are under investigation include Cynthia Kinney in Oklahoma and Shauna Garber out of Missouri. Well, Rawson says she's been working with law enforcement to try and get information out of her father, as she can get to him more than anyone else.
I know my dad very well. I'm an expert on him. We're matching my memories, say, to his evidence.
Mid-America Network News.
You love farming through the good times and the bad, and you hope and pray your investments will pay off. Some of the risk factors you can control and others you cannot. That brings me to the importance of risk management. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance. With the right insurance plan, your farming operation will be protected against the loss affecting your crops, livestock, equipment, and property. Manage your risk with the help of Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Nebraska Governor Jim Pillen has officially signed the executive order establishing a, quote, women's bill of rights in the state, defining a biological definition of male and female, along with detailing the differences between the two sexes. KSNB Local Channel 4 reports that the executive order declares that in a matter of the state, quote, the biological differences between the sexes are enduring, and that the sex of a person will be defined by the gender designated at birth. According to the governor, he said the executive order was necessary due to, quote, inconsistencies in policy initiatives, along with court rulings that have led to endangerment of single-sex spaces. They say the mandate applies to facilities with gender designations, including prisons, schools, domestic violence shelters, and rape crisis centers, along with locker rooms and restrooms. They say the order was based loosely off of what other states in the Mid-America region have done with their Women's Bill of Rights, including the states of Kansas and Oklahoma. Mid-America Network News.
We have Clay here from Best Body Shop. Clay, tell us what makes your shop different from the rest.
You know, that's a great question. One of the things that differentiates Best Body Shop from the other collision repair facilities is that we're not influenced by anything but repairing the car based on the manufacturer's guidelines. And so our sole focus is to make sure that your car is safe and properly repaired. So you can reach us at 316-445-9850. We are open Monday through Friday, 8 to 7, and on Saturday, 9 to noon.
Hi, I'm Jeff Agin. Join me every weekday on the Mid-America Ag Network for the latest market updates, the most up-to-date ag news, interviews with the newsmakers, and market analysis. Whether you need the latest prices on grains, livestock, oil, or the stock market, you'll be informed with the latest information that affects you and your business. The Mid-America Ag Network is your source for the news and information that impacts the ag industry. Check out market information and ag news with me, Jeff Agin, every weekday on the Mid-America Ag Network.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. With fall classes underway, area schools welcome new staff and teachers. Sean Spence will serve as superintendent for USD 498 Valley Heights this year. He's served 24 years as teacher, coach, and administrator, most recently as junior-senior high principal at Eureka. Michael Savage is principal at Valley Heights Junior-Senior High, a Barnes native. He was a teacher, coach, and administrator at Lynn, retiring in 2016, and returned to education with Valley Heights as a long-term sub previously. Other new faces at Valley Heights are ag instructor Kerry Husband, art teacher Elizabeth Bergkamp, Drew Horn as PE teacher, Ryan Ehrlich special ed, Kaylee Brenner K-12 social-emotional coach. At Marysville, USD 364, Christina Griffin is fifth grade teacher, Kate Elliott and Kelsey Lynn fourth grade, Emily Ehrlich, third grade. Rachel Masseth-Mena assumes the librarian role. Janine Debley serves as instructional coach with Chase Green, science teacher. Ashley Hubbard, junior high counselor. And Kane Mulholland, vocal instructor. At USD 108, Washington County, Braden Hubbard teaches fifth grade and Gabe Sharp High School special ed. USD 113, Prairie Hills has Jackie Miller in fifth grade. At Axtell with Julia Lane, ELA, and Lisa Altman for music. USD 380 has Olivia Kennedy, first grade, Kelly Horgan, fourth grade, and Stacy Bussing, sixth grade teachers at Frankfurt, with Carissa Shirley, music instructor, Adam Schreiner, social studies, with Tamara Steinlogge, curriculum director. At Centralia, Misty Poe is business teacher. New at Hanover is ag instructor Helena Johnson, while at Lynn, Michael Wright is ag teacher, Addison Bott, FACS, and Hannah Chestnut, fourth grade teacher. At Diller O'Dell, Robin Klaus teaches art, Heather Hebley, third, and Carson Ebeling, fourth grade teachers. At Southern, Jacob Voorhoos is music instructor, Ashley McConnell, second grade, and Shelby Decker Elementary, special education. Kansas State Board of Education has been jointly petitioned by three school districts initiating formal mediation as to district boundaries involving Prairie Hills, USD 113, following closure of the Wetmore Academic Center last year. USD 380 Vermilion, USD 115 Nemaha Central, and USD 335 Jackson Heights contend that some of 125 students from Wetmore, a majority have requested transfer to adjacent districts or homeschooling. Jackson Heights has taken on some 100 of these, adding bus routes and staff to accommodate, and will not currently receive any additional state aid. Negotiations were undertaken in April as to mutual land transfers. Prairie Hills contends they have adequate space and staff at other district facilities to include the affected students. They further noted population declines in rural areas and considered due diligence with regard to providing financial oversight in educating those within their district. See Kansas is on exhibit throughout the month of September at the Lee Dam Center for Fine Arts, Marysville. The exhibit features artwork by artists from across the state spotlighting favorite Kansas sites. The exhibit opens September 7th. Nine pieces of art make up the See Kansas exhibition. Channeling National Parks posters of the 1930s and 40s, nine Kansas artists re-envision some of the state's most iconic outdoor spaces, mimicking a style that started in 1935 by artists who were employed by the Federal Art Project through the Works Progress Administration. That federal project's goal is to promote America's national parks and areas of natural beauty using a distinctive style. The Arts Center will be open extended hours Thursday, Friday, and Saturday from 10 to 6 in conjunction with the Pony Express Gravel Dash this weekend, which will also include a variety of vintage bicycles on display. 10th annual Pony Express Gravel Dash in Marysville departs 7 a.m. Saturday, with the riders arriving back midday, and supporters are welcome at 7th and Broadway. A fun ride Saturday is planned for kids 12 and under, with a 7:30 a.m. registration. Ride starts at 8:30 downtown. An adult must register the child, who will need to wear a helmet. A limited number of free helmets will be given away, and prizes after the race, including a new bicycle. Also Saturday, St. Gregory Catholic School Half Marathon and 5K fundraiser. Leave downtown at 8 and 8:15. 350 riders are expected for the Gravel Dash, arriving in Marysville Friday for organizational meetings with the ride Saturday. Teresa Burton Kuckelman, age 95, of Frankfort, passed away Monday. Massive Christian burial Friday, 11 a.m. from the Annunciation Catholic Church in Frankfort. Burial in the Mount Calvary Catholic Cemetery. Rosary at 7 p.m. Thursday at the church, with a visitation from 6 until 7 p.m. Anders Feifley Funeral. I'm in charge of arrangements for Teresa Burton Kuckelman. Virgil J. Dieters, age 83, of Baileyville, passed away Monday. Massive Christian burial Friday at the Sacred Heart Catholic Church in Baileyville. Burial of the church cemetery. Rosary Thursday evening at 7 at the church, with the Lauer Funeral Home of Seneca in charge of arrangements for Virgil Dieters. Ralph W. Hagenmeyer, age 78, of Randolph, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30 at the Randolph Community Church. Burial in the Randolph Fancy Creek Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 10 until 6, at the Anders Feifley Funeral Home of Riley, in charge of arrangements for Ralph Hagenmeyer. Kisten Mashburn, age 2, of Washington, passed away Monday at CMH. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30 at the Washington Christian Church. Burial at Washington City Cemetery at a later date. Visitation Friday, 5 until 8. Family will see friends Friday from 5 until 7 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Kisten Mashburn. Leland H. Lohmeyer, age 76, of Lynn, passed away September 3rd. Funeral service Wednesday, 11 a.m., with a visitation at 9:30 at the Zion Lutheran Church, Lynn. Burial in the church cemetery. Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Leland Lohmeyer.
Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like a wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gift that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you.
Selection, value, and service from Cornerstone Monument, Home, Kansas.
Hi, my name is Todd Fry, and I'm running for Marysville Mayor. Our community needs cooperation, communication, and continuous improvement that benefits all its members. I've served on the Marysville City Council for more than 12 years. My agenda is Marysville. We need leadership willing to listen to all voices and address concerns with common sense, fairness, and decency. Marysville has challenges ahead, and it's important that everyone be heard. Let's work together and succeed together. I would appreciate your vote on November 7th.
Paid for by Todd Fry for Marysville City Mayor.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Staying sunny and hazy today with our highs in the mid-80s and upper 90s. Some scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible overnight tonight, partly cloudy with our lows in the mid-50s and lower 60s. Some rain may linger early on Friday, then sunshine with our highs in the mid-80s and mid-90s, then staying clear into Friday night with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Sunshine on Saturday with our highs in the mid-80s and mid-90s, then scattered showers are possible throughout Saturday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 50s. Rain showers are possible on Sunday, mixing with sunshine, cooler with our highs in the mid-70s and mid-80s, and showers become more likely into Sunday night, cloudy with our lows in the mid-50s and lower 60s.
More showers are likely on Monday, staying cloudy and even cooler with our highs in the upper 60s and mid 70s. And scattered showers are possible into Monday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 50s. And some rain Tuesday with highs nearing the 70s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, early September 84, record high on this date 106, the average low 60 and the record low 36. Sunset this evening at 7:50, sunrise in the morning at 7:01. Smoke present Wednesday is expected to start to lift and move out of the area. That a result of Canadian wildfires moved south by the recent cold front.
The Humble Pepper Shaker is easy to take for granted, but it took earth-shattering events to get it to your kitchen table. A little pepper retrospective today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, September 7th, the 250th day of the year. You can find the Humble Pepper Shaker on virtually every kitchen table in America, but we seldom think about the impact the tiny peppercorn has had on world history. The vine that produces the peppercorn, native to the Malabar coast of India, had trading ships crisscrossing the globe a few centuries ago to satisfy the European appetite for pepper and other Eastern spices. You could even say it's responsible for the discovery of America. Columbus voyages were all about finding new Eastern trade routes. Today, black pepper is the most used spice in the world. A little something to contemplate next time you say, "Pass the pepper, please." That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Mark your calendars for September 11th through the 18th for the Blue Rapids Circle of Giving Match Day, hosted by the Blue Rapids Community Foundation. Thanks to the generosity of the Patterson Family Foundation, we have up to $70,000 in available matching funds to support area charitable organizations. Donations between $25 and $3,500 will be matched at 50%. To donate, either visit BlueRapidsMatchDay.com to make a gift online, mail in your donation to the Blue Rapids Community Foundation, or join us for our in-person event on September 18th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Community Center. You do not want to miss this opportunity to do more good for the Blue Rapids community.
The greatest investment a company can make is their employees. Landall Company congratulates their team members for making their 60th year a record-breaking year with an incentive bonus of 15.67% of annual wage or 8.15 weeks of pay as a bonus. Proud of the work you do and the difference you make. Join the team today with great job opportunities available. Learn more online at landall.com/careers. EEO, vets, and disabilities welcome.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. It is week number one of the regular season for the NFL as the Kansas City Chiefs take on the Detroit Lions for a Thursday night game to kick off the regular season, with the Chiefs looking forward to dominating again after their Super Bowl victory last year And the Detroit Lions starting off their game number one of the regular season, saying they're looking to put pressure onto quarterback Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce.
Detroit's secondary would love a hurried Mahomes. It makes it a little easier to deal with Travis Kelce, in theory at least.
It's one of them nights, baby. It's one of them nights, baby.
Nothing about the Chiefs' lineup suggests Kelce won't be Mahomes' go-to again. He's one of the special ones. You know what's going to him, but it doesn't tend to matter.
Mahomes in the pocket, floats a pass near side. Kelce over the shoulder, touchdown!
That audio from the NFL Network. Kickoff tonight for game number one is at 7:20 as Kansas City starts the season off at home at Arrowhead Stadium, Kansas. Mid-America Network Sports.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight.
And that affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cakeland.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News. On your side.
Social Security belongs to you. You work hard and pay into it. So it's only fair for you to expect to get the money you've earned to help cover living expenses and bills, and not for politicians to use as a piggy bank. That's why AARP is fighting to protect your Social Security so you get what you've earned. Learn more at aarp.org/you earned it. That's aarp.org/you earned it. Paid for by AARP.
The Kansas Jayhawks say they're going into week number two having a bit of a different new look as they kick off the 2023 football season, as they revealed their new Blackhawk jerseys with the uniforms featuring black pants, black tops, and black helmets, with their numbers being in blue, all outlined in red, with the word Kansas written across the chest in white. According to the Jayhawk team, they say they'll wear the new uniforms for week number two against Illinois. That's coming up on Friday, with the game beginning at 6 p.m. in Lawrence and will be televised on ESPN2. As after their big victory in week number one, KU says that they're excited about going into week two, with safety Marvin Grant recording four tackles, with two of those tackles being for losses.
I just like how I was able to come out and start pretty fast. You know, I missed majority of the offseason, the beginning of the offseason due to injury, but just getting back out there with my guys and putting it all together at full speed, it felt good.
That audio from KSNT News, Grant had transferred to KU from Purdue in the 2022 season. Mid-America Network Sports.
Wildcat fans, the annual Socktoberfest is back when K-State Soccer hosts Cincinnati September 14th. Order your $30 Socktoberfest ticket package now. Packages include a K-State beer stein, pre-match beer and food tastings, and a ticket to the Cincinnati match. Purchase today at kstatesports.com or by calling 1-800-221-CATS. Go Cats!
Twin Valley League volleyball scores from Tuesday evening at Troy. Hanover Wildcats finished 2-0, while the Troy Trojans finished 1-1, and Blue Valley Rams finished the evening 0-2. In Axtell, the Clifton Clyde Eagles finished the evening 2-0. Axtell goes 1-2, while Washington County falls 0-2. At Donovan West, Frankfort Wildcats finished the day 2-0, while Donovan West finishes 0-2. While at Onega, the Valley Heights Mustangs finished the day 3-0. The Centralia Panthers finished 2-1. Lynn Bulldogs finish 1-2, while the Onega Buffaloes finish 0-3. After 2 weeks, the Valley Heights Mustangs, Hanover Wildcats, and Frankfort Wildcats set in first place with undefeated lead records, while Clifton Clyde and Centralia set in second place, while Lynn rounds out your top three.
Marysville High boys cross country team won the first meet of the season Saturday at the Marysville Country Club. Silas Miller placed first. Axtell's Bussing was fifth. Shaughnessy ninth. Applegarth of Washington County 16th. And Fulkerson of Centralia 18th among top 20 finishers. 1 point behind Marysville, Nemaha Central took second. Axtell boys finished fourth in boys team totals. Riley County won the girls division with Centralia runner-up. Thompson of Centralia finished third, with Tally fourth place. Baker of Washington County was fifth. Rempe of Centralia 12th. Allen of Centralia 13th. Fulstrip of Washington County finished 14th. And Costell of Axtell ran 16th. Several area teams run at Washington County Thursday this week. Marysville and Frankfort at Wamego Saturday. MHS volleyball team split. They fell to Rock Creek, took Roost Riley County last week. They were home to Concordia Tuesday and will compete at Nemaha Central Saturday. MHS girls tennis teams took second place in the quad at Salina Central last week and was at Topeka Hayden Tuesday and Washburn Rural Thursday this week.
Our Friday night featured game on FM 95.5 travels to Frankfort for homecoming as the Wildcats play host to the Washington County Tigers. Coach Tommy Tryon looks forward to the test for his Tigers.
It'll be a different kind of test this week, but we'll game plan and give it the best we got on Friday.
While head coach Nick Anderson welcomes a familiar opponent.
There's a little familiarity between the kids there, so they're going to compete their tails off. And if we're not ready to do the same thing, it could get interesting.
Join us at 6 p.m. as the Kansas Kickoff Show leads us into pregame starting at 6:45 with kickoff at 7. Your home for high school football is KNDY. Marysville Bulldogs travel to face the Wamego Red Raiders this Friday on AM 1570, FM 94.1 with kickoff at 7 p.m. Head coach Tony Trimble on what he's looking for Friday night.
We've got to tackle better. We've got to be more aggressive at getting off of blocks, take better pursuit angles, just little things like that that hopefully will help put us in better positions to make plays when the time comes.
Catch the full interview during our Coach's Corner segment airing around 5:30. Pregame begins around 6:45, leading up to kickoff at 7 p.m. Your home for high school football is KNDY.
Ladies and gentlemen, start your engines. The All-Star Monster Trucks are back and ready to rock the Kansas State Fair on Sunday, September 17th. Watch as the world's only monster ice cream truck, Ice Cream Man, the world's largest ATV, Hole Shot, and the iconic Carolina Crusher compete in the Insane Best Trick Competition, obstacle course racing, and a no-rules freestyle battle. Get your tickets at KansasStateFair.com and experience the ultimate in family fun.
Fall has different meanings for each of us. Back to school, warm fires, fall color. But anyone with a box elder tree in their neighborhood may be thinking about the box elder bug invasion. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. These 1/2-inch long bugs are black with orange or red markings. They're most visible and annoying in fall when the adults seek a warm, sunny spot, usually the side of your home, to warm themselves. As temperatures cool, they look for a place to hibernate and often find their way indoors through cracks and crevices. Box elder bugs are not harmful to plants and people, but certainly are annoying. Repair and fill any crevices to keep these insects out of the house. Manage high populations by vacuuming as they congregate or spray them directly with soapy water when they're on the side of your house. Test the siding first to make sure the soapy water solution will not change the color of your siding. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
What happens in a kid's life can have an impact on what they do later in life. That was the case for Joe Cannon and an incident involving his father standing up for the rights of others. It was a lesson he carried for a lifetime. That's today's edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by Nationwide. You may know, besides hosting these programs, I'm a farmer and rancher. Like me, you probably have insurance, and maybe you don't give it much thought after that. And that can be a big problem if you aren't protected. That's why I've partnered with Nationwide, the number one farm insurer in the nation. They helped me see a lot of what I'd overlooked. Have you covered the bases when it comes to passing your farm to the next generation? Do you have protection when leasing your ground? We've created short videos to answer those questions and many more. Just go to nationwide.com/Andrew. That's nationwide.com/Andrew, where I host short videos to help us see what we may have overlooked.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Joe Cannon grew up in Park County, Indiana. As Tim Smith explains, an incident there perhaps shaped his life forever.
In 1847, his father was prosecuted in Park County for essentially hiring a black person to work on his farm, and the black person had not posted the bond required by Indiana black laws.
Joe's family were Quakers, and the prosecution was meant to send a message that their abolitionist views were not appreciated. but you'll learn the importance of standing up for one's principles.
He went to jail for over 30 days because he was an abolitionist, and it was his act of civil disobedience. He could have paid the fine, but he chose to go to jail as civil disobedience.
Joe and his brother eventually moved to Danville, Illinois, where they owned and operated a bank. But it was Joe that got elected to Congress, serving there for quite a tenure.
46 years with, as he says, two forced vacations of 4 years. It would have been 50. You have a man who spent the time in Congress from 1873 to 1923.
Tim says it's hard to pinpoint his major achievements because there are so many. But he does point to Joe's work to defeat black laws or any method used to keep freed slaves and others from voting.
Joe thought that was, in essence, treason. Because when you read the Constitution, the people are the sovereignty. And any time you attempt to eliminate a vote and you're attempting to deprive them of the vote, that's treason.
Joe Cannon became Speaker of the House and has a unique first tied to his legacy. I'll reveal that next time as we travel the countryside in Danville, Illinois. I'm Andrew McCray.
At Prairie Bend Casino, everyone plays a little differently. Hitting it big could mean ripping a ball in the Topgolf swing suites. Doubling down could mean dropping in for a couple's massage at the Cedar and Sage Spa. Going all in? Well, that's just an invitation to get everyone in the pool. Discover more ways to play your way.
When you're out planting flower bulbs, put in a few stinking roses, too. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. I don't know who gave garlic that silly name, but it's easy to grow as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Out here, work won't wait. That's why every Polaris off-road vehicle is engineered to make quick work of tough jobs. Carry everything you need. Go places other farm equipment can't. Work long hours with less fatigue. From grading gravel to herding cattle, Polaris gives you the upper hand on hard work.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Planted some garlic bulbs last fall and was happy with the harvest this summer. Fresh garlic is so good with pasta dishes and it'll grow almost anywhere. Sandra Mason is an extension horticulturist at the University of Illinois. She says most people are familiar with the garlic bulbs at the grocery store, but just as store-bought tomatoes don't have the same ripe flavor as homegrown, garlic from your garden tastes better, and it's fun to experiment with different varieties and distinctive flavors.
Some of them are hotter. Some of them actually have kind of a nuttier flavor to them, and you find that people, after they start trying some, they end up with their favorites, and I think a lot of chefs actually have their favorites.
Mason says most chefs like the hardneck type of garlic. It produces better flavor and has a stem through the center called a flower scape. They have less of an outer bulb wrapper, which makes them more sensitive and reduces their shelf life. Softneck varieties have the white papery skin and under the right conditions can be stored for up to 9 months. No matter the variety you choose to grow, good soil with lots of compost makes a difference. Plant garlic in a big area, too, so it can spread out as it takes root.
What you're going to do is you'll get the bulb, and then those things have the individual cloves, and then you want to break those apart, and you want to do that right before you plant them. And then you're going to plant them about 3 or 4 inches deep, and then about 4 inches apart in the row, probably about a 3 feet or so actually between the rows. So you want to give them plenty of space.
Don't be surprised to see some green shoots peeking out of the ground yet this fall. Garlic puts down roots and grows a bit before winter. Learn more about garlic varieties at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
I was helping my son with a Lego set, and after a while, I had to recruit my husband to help. Needless to say, my son finished much quicker without my help. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, putting together a financial strategy can feel like putting together a difficult Lego set. There are so many different components between ensuring you have enough for your immediate needs and planning for your future. If you're unsure how to put together a strategy for your money, you may want to consider working with a financial professional. A financial professional can help you take into consideration your daily needs, as well as your short-term and your long-term goals in life. Additionally, they can help you incorporate an element of generosity into your strategy so that giving doesn't become an afterthought. So consider taking the leap today and connect with a financial professional. Doing this may help you achieve financial clarity, enabling you to live with more purpose and gratitude.
Today, a show about America's favorite vegetable. Stick around for Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Fastline Auctions is the ultimate destination for online farm equipment auctions because both buyers and sellers win. Fastline's digital reach and direct-to-farmer catalogs have a 45-year history of creating successful buyer-seller relationships. And now they're adding online auctions to the mix. Fastline Auctions is a trusted platform for hassle-free, cost-effective equipment deals. Visit Fastline.com for more information. Can you guess what America's favorite vegetable is? I'll give you a hint. Here's Kim Brashears, Chief Marketing Officer for Potatoes USA.
We've been working international markets for decades, building the market up, stimulating demand. International customers really value the quality and consistency that the U.S. product provides, and that demand has been strong.
I contacted Brashears after learning that for the 12 months ending in June, the U.S. potato industry had its best export year ever. One reason, says Brashears, is that a large portion of Mexico, not previously open to U.S. potato exports, became available.
Mexico is now our number one export market for U.S. potato products. And certainly part of that is attributable to the expanded access for fresh table stock potatoes. But it also just demonstrates the strong demand for potatoes overall within the country.
Okay, so I said that potatoes were America's favorite vegetable. But then I talked about how well-liked potatoes are in other countries. I guess that's a sneaky way of getting you to listen tomorrow about just how popular potatoes are in the U.S. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Here's a look at your ag news on this Thursday, September the 7th, for the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. USDA's federal milk marketing order hearings are underway in Carmel, Indiana. Chad Smith has more.
Hearings on the federal milk marketing order, which began last month, are expected to continue through the end of this month. Dr. Roger Cryan, chief economist for the American Farm Bureau Federation, says his organization is heavily involved in the process.
Well, this is the first hearing where AFBF has really taken a leading role on federal order policy. We're in it to our elbows and more. It's been a lot of work for Danny Munch and I to keep up with the armies of folks, the other folks who have brought to this thing, but I think we're doing a pretty good job.
He talks about the topics AFBF has testified on at the hearing.
Well, so far we've testified in favor of National Milk's proposal to get rid of the barrels from the survey because the barrel price has really caused a lot of distortion in the markets and a lot of federal order problems. And I testified in favor of a couple of our proposals, which are to add 640-pound blocks and unsalted butter to the survey because our members would like to see more products in the surveys to improve price discovery.
Cryan says there's still more to come from the hearing.
Some of the things that we're really here about is to advocate for holding off on milk allowance increases until we can get the data in a USDA survey of processing plants to get their plant costs and their yields. It's a slow process. We're in just the beginning of the third week of this thing. It's expected to go until the end of September, maybe longer.
Learn more at fb.org. Chad Smith, Washington.
Thank you, Chad, so much. We appreciate it. This is your Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network on this Thursday, September the 7th. Coming up, we'll have more news for you right here as we keep you up to date all day long. I'm Jeff Aiken for the Mid-America Ag Network.
We're out to be number one in the USA. That's the reason people say, Rusty Eck Ford, hey, you can't do better than that.
We're delivering deals during our Labor Day sales event at Rusty Eck Ford. We have hundreds of vehicles available that need to go so we can make room for new inventory on its way. So we're doing discounts up to $10,000 off MSRP.
Rusty Eck Ford, yeah, you can't do better than that.
Yeah, we know you like saving money. How about some cheap financing? For a limited time, you can finance as low as 0% APR or get big discounts up to $10,000 off MSRP.
Rusty Eck Ford, yeah. Better than that.
If you don't come see me today, I can't save you any money.
Absolutely unbeatable.
Plus tax and fees. F-150 MSRP, 63325, 7250 discount, 2750 rebate. Must trade 95 renewer auto. Residency restrictions apply. 0% APR and select new Fords up to 36 months upon credit approval. Payment 2778 per 1,000 finance. Offers cannot be combined. Must finance before.
Few things are more certain for cattlemen than the nuisance of flies on their cattle in the summer. Valley Vet Supply has a whole array of insecticide application equipment, starting with the 20-gallon ATV mist sprayer. Valley Vet offers concentrated permethrin for effective economical applications. Ask about insecticide rotational options for tick and fly control. Let the cattle apply fly treatment themselves with 10-foot cattle rubs, complete with face flips, and Bullmaster mineral feeders with the patented fly killer covers. Valley Vet Supply can help you with your fly control program. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or visit their store in Marysville.
Livestock through their point of view and you'll both be a lot happier. It's important to understand how animals literally see their world on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Out here, work won't wait. That's why every Polaris off-road vehicle is engineered to make quick work of tough jobs. Carry everything you need. Go places other farm equipment can't. Work long hours with less fatigue. From grading gravel to herding cattle, Polaris gives you the upper hand on hard work.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Livestock quietly grazing in the pasture looks like an idyllic scene to you, but in the animal's mind, it's an invitation for predators. From poultry to goats to cattle and horses, all are considered prey species in the animal kingdom. Prey foraging behaviors such as grazing put the animal in a vulnerable position in terms of sight. Lissa Seifeld is an extension agricultural educator at the University of Wisconsin. She says livestock have adapted with eye placement on the side of the face rather than the front.
And what this does is it allows them to have a larger field of vision. They can detect things kind of more their peripheral vision a lot more quickly than a predator could because of where those eyes are placed. But it comes at a cost, and that cost is depth perception. So they have fairly poor depth perception about where things are in relation to distance from them.
Shadows on the ground can be perceived as a big hole, and going from sunlight into a dimly lit barn is like walking into a dark cave where a scary predator might be lurking.
We might need to light up that entrance point so that the animal can see inside and see that, oh, there's not this scary predator waiting to pounce on me as soon as I step into that dark area. You know, I think sometimes we take for granted the difference in lighting because our eyes are very good at adjusting accordingly. Our animal species also do that, but it might be to a slower degree.
Being aware of these natural tendencies can help animal handlers adjust their procedures. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about how animals see the world at agriculture.com.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Well, here's what we're looking at right now. Corn for September, 471 and a half, and that's flat right now. December corn, 484 and a half, and that's down 1 1/4. Kansas City wheat for September, 739 and a quarter, that's down 7 1/4. Kansas City wheat for December, 738 and a quarter, that's down 11 and a quarter. Oats for December, 496, down 2 3/4 right now. Oats for March, 504 and a half, that's down 3 1/2. Taking a look at soybeans for September, 1350, that's down 10 1/4. November soybeans at 1358, that's down 18 1/4. Taking a look at cotton for October, 8341, that's down $2.59. December cotton at 8535, that's down $1.65. Taking a look at cattle, live cattle for October, 18350, that's up 80 cents. December live cattle, 187.25, and that's up 75 cents. Feeder cattle for September, 255.35, that's up $2.20. October feeders at 258.72.5, and that's up $2.25. Crude oil for October, 86.80, that's down 74 cents. November crude, 86.07, that's down 72 cents. Taking a look at gold for October, 1923.40, that's down $2.40. December gold at 1941.80, that's down $2.40 as well. Silver for September, 22.97, that's down 23 cents. And December silver down 28 cents at 23.22. Wall Street, the Dow is up 64, S&P down 16, NASDAQ down 145.
Looking to take your wheat yields to the next level? Ask your AgriPro associate for 2023 yield trial results and check out AgriPro brand variety SY Wolverine. Irrigated or dry land, farmers across the region are choosing AgriPro brand variety SY Wolverine for its proven track record even in tough years. One of the best in the AgriPro brand portfolio for wheat street mosaic virus tolerance, SY Wolverine delivers strong straw and is an excellent choice when planting following soybeans. Call your local AgriPro associate for performance data and to book seed. A list of AgriPro associates and more is available at AgriPro. Week.com.
It's truck season and time to make your truck work for you, whether you're tailgating, hunting, hauling, or cruising. Toppers Plus Truck Accessories will get you truck season ready. Rhino Linings is the leader in sprayed-on truck bed liners, and Toppers Plus is your Rhino dealer. Rhino truck bed liners outperform all plastic drop-in rubber mats and paint-like coatings. They won't crack, peel, or warp, and include a nationwide lifetime warranty. Nothing beats a Rhino. Call 942-2864 or visit toppersplusks.com.
Make your truck work.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. The nutritional needs of sows are different for maintenance, reproduction, and lactation. K-State swine extension specialist Joel DeRouchy discusses the various quantities that the swine require during the stages of their life. He begins with how much is needed during gestation and the things to adjust for depending on the animal's size.
So oftentimes sows are fed somewhere between 4 and 4.5 pounds a day during gestation in order to maintain their body maintenance needs and that growth needed for the reproduction aspect. So there's different ways that we feed sows. And again, everybody might be set up a little differently. We certainly have a number of sows that are fed individually. And in those cases, it's pretty easy to deliver the targeted amounts of feed that sow is needing based on the diet nutrient content and then the weight or age of the sow. Some of our older sows are a little bit bigger in body weight, so they need a little bit more feed just for their body maintenance. And so again, we can adjust the amount of feed per day based on that. The other side is if we have some sows or gilts that are really thin, we can individually feed those females more feed to get them to a moderate body condition, so it's more appropriate from after when they have their litter and start lactation.
He says that sows need enough feed after weaning to make sure that they are ready for their next cycle.
And so during that time from weaning until then, we want to make sure that we feed them, 5 to 6 pounds of feed to make sure that we're continuing to get their body in their reproductive tract, in their physiology ready to be rebred so they have a large litter on the subsequent litter the next time.
When lactating, her nutrient requirements increase, and DeRouchy shares how much it does.
And so what we do is we formulate those diets with more amino acids or more protein, as well as more energy. And sometimes producers use some added liquid fat to actually provide more energy directly. And so what we find is generally when we move a sow into a farrowing facility, she'll generally get limit fed somewhere between 4.5 to 6 pounds per day until she farrows. And then after she has her litter, we want that sow to go up on full feed as much as she will eat every day until we wean her. And so we just want her to maximize her feed intake so she holds her body condition, so she's not pulling off her own muscle to produce milk. Because a lot of lactating sows will consume somewhere between 12 to 16 pounds per day.
That was K-State Swine Extension Specialist Joel DeRushi with the quantity of feed sows need through various stages of their life to make sure they are prepared for the next one. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
KNDY. Kansas original country station, touching eight decades. 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.